Hey, this is Cesar Milan. When I'm not doing the dog whisper, I'm listening to Animal Radio. Stay balanced.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
Hi, Joan.
Yeah, hi. I'm a licensed veterinary technician, and I've run into this so many times that maybe you could reach more people than I can, where breeders of dogs want to vaccinate their dogs when they're 4 weeks old and not even weaned for their mothers.
Uh-huh.
And that vaccine really doesn't do them any good because it's got the mother's immunity.
Very likely not. Yes, you're correct.
So what's the right age to vaccinate?
No, that's a great question, Hal, when you put it that way. Well, we have to remember, puppies have immunity that they gain from their mom, and then they have immunity that they will develop on their own after vaccinations. So maternal immunity is really a function of a lot of different factors. Does mom have a background on immunity for these infectious diseases? If yes, great. If not, she's starting with zero protection. She's not passing anything to those babies. Also, we need to ingest the colostrum, that very important milk in the first day or so of life. If that's not really adequately ingested, yeah, we're not going to get good immunity. Also, pups can vary on how they absorb this. So all of those things kind of play a role. But for most guidelines, we know that we would want to start a puppy into a vaccine series, usually at 6 to 8 weeks. And the question, common question is, when does mom's immunity wear off? Can't we just start then? That is a very complicated answer because we don't know. We can tell you what window it may be, anywhere from that moment that puppy is dropped on the earth till about 12 to 15 weeks is really that period of time when their body is going to start hopefully kicking in and responding to a vaccine. But as long as mom's immunity is in the system, it will interfere with any vaccine that you're giving. The best recommendation, and you have a very good point here, Joan, is that follow the recommendations of your veterinarian. So at least in my office here, our puppy protocol. If we see a puppy at 6 weeks of age, that's when we start them off in the series. We see them back in 2 weeks at 8 weeks for the next set. Then at 12 weeks, and then we go all the way till 16 weeks. And that timing and the frequency is very important. So you want to follow through with all of that because they can get infectious disease if you fall and miss a dose or miss a timing or you delay it. So very important message there, Joan. Thank you so much.
1-866-405-8405 if you have a question for Dr. Debbie. She takes the vet medical questions. We also have dog father Joey Villani with your grooming questions. Hey, BJ.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I just got unloaded, and now I got to go get an oil change, but I got a question about my dog.
Good, because I can't help you with the oil changes. I grew up in a garage family, but I know nothing about it.
Yeah, well, it takes 12 gallons and costs a lot of money, I know that.
What's going on with your pet?
Okay, I had Fuzzball out walking the other day, and he was smelling the ground, and he'd hit, like, one spot and just stand there, smelling. And I got to wondering, I can drop something in front of him, and he just kind of looks off like, da-da-da, there it is. I drop it in front of my wolf's nose, gone. Does he have the same? I know that they're supposed to have a certain amount of olfactories in their noses, so they got smellers.
Uh-huh.
But on a brachiocephalic dog like this, I have a Boston Terrier rat.
Okay.
He don't have a nose. Does he have as many smeller spots in his nose as that 9-inch nose on that wolf? Or does he get cut short and that's why he can't smell things?
That's a great question. We do know that there's differences in the number of olfactory receptors in different breeds of dogs. Now, I probably would say I can't tell you exactly the numbers, but we know that what some of these different breeds were bred for and what they really developed for down the road, certain breeds, they may have longer snouts. They may have more surface area, and that may mean those are the dogs that perhaps are best for tracking, for scenting. You know, when you look at a bloodhound or a German shepherd, you know, these dogs have very large, long noses with more surface area. So, you know, I probably have to look up some weird factoids about how many receptors, but I would say it's fair to assume that they have more than some of the small breed dogs with the short little faces, the brachycephalics, as we call them, because they just developmentally didn't have the need for that. They have the big bulgy eyes, the big gorgeous face, and you know that's kind of why they were bred to be close to a lot of the humans. Now we do know that cats have a much poorer sense of smell compared to dogs, and I can tell you that they have the receptors, I believe, are in somewhere around the 20s, whereas some of the dogs, it's up to like 170 centimeters squared. So this is something where we can say, dogs that definitely have a better sense of smell, and they have longer noses than cats do. So we always would say, boy, why don't the cats smell the stink of their own poop? That's why. And I'd say also, when we talk about smell and what dogs might smell better or have a better sense of smell, you know, there's more motivation for certain dogs. So if you have a tracker or a retriever who really wants to find that, say, duck or find that retriever toy, they're going to know and they're going to be very motivated to use their sense of smell to the best of their advantage. Whereas some of the dogs that maybe don't have that drive, that motivation to use that sense, you know, those receptors, who knows, developmentally they're probably not going to use them. So down the road, decades and eons, there's going to be a difference in those receptors. So if my answer is a little vague, it is, but I would say yes, I believe your boy, your little fuzzball, probably doesn't have the same sense of smell.
Good question, BJ. We thank you for your call.
Well, it has flown by once again. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you need your Animal Radio fix during the week, you can head on over to animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And if you happen to have a Yorkshire Terrier, a Shih Tzu, a Pug, or a Mini Schnauzer, check out Dr. Debbie's books, How to Be Your Dog's Best Friend. They're Kindle books over at Amazon, and we have links from animalradio.com. Have yourself a most wonderful, blessed week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.